Hello and welcome back to A World Without with me, Chris.
And me, Jack. This is the podcast where we get into the hypothetical and discuss what we think would happen if something from our everyday lives suddenly stopped existing tomorrow.
Yep, and today we're taking a look at what life might be like in a world without gravity.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
So obviously this is a world without, so I think we're safe in assuming the rest of the universe still has gravity?
Yeah, it's tricky, isn't it? Because I think as humans, we see ourselves as the centre of the universe a lot. So I still really struggle to bring myself to think, no, it's just our little world that's without it. Everything else will keep on spinning. Is that what the universe does?
Yeah, I think so. I think everything's like we're spinning, and then we're spinning around a thing, and that's spinning around a thing.
I'm getting dizzy, man.
And all of that, I'm pretty sure, is because of gravity, probably. I think gravity's got something to do with it, at least, I think.
So does that mean when you play Dizzy Dizzy Dinosaurs, it's like you're going full on? You're probably spinning at like millions of miles an hour, technically, with all the added spins going on.
I don't even think you need to play Dizzy Dizzy Dinosaurs to be spinning at that speed. I think you're not really adding much to it, let's be honest.
That's true.
I think you're
yeah.
increasing the amount of spin by a very small amount comparatively.
You could also be undoing some of the spin, maybe.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Who knows?
I think, again, not a significant amount. But basically, my point is, we're not getting thrown off into deep space. We're still staying in orbit around the sun, right?
I think so, as dictated by the rules of our own title. Yes.
A world without. However, I don't think we're exactly out of the woods.
No.
Again, this is going to be one where our lack of scientific knowledge really does come to the forefront. But I'm pretty sure our atmosphere is kept on due to gravity. At least partially, maybe.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I think it would be, right? The ozone layer, is that not keeping anything in?
I don't know. Again, lack of scientific knowledge. But I'm pretty sure we lose our atmosphere, which I can only assume is bad.
Yeah, I like our atmosphere. I think it's quite nice. It's good atmos around the world.
Great atmosphere in here, isn't there?
Yeah, it's great.
Also, I'm assuming tsunamis, you know, I'm pretty sure some of the sea's got to be kept down with some of that gravity, right?
You'd think so, but I mean, with the world spinning like it is, like centrifugal or centripetal, one of the two, means things get pushed outwards when it spins, right? So
yeah, but then gravity's the thing keeping it in. So if without gravity,
oh,
it's
boy.
Getting thrown everywhere. We're tsunamis, volcanoes, earthquakes, eruptions, all that good stuff. I think all of that's happening.
Oh dear. Terrible news. Whoopsie. Okay, we shouldn't have talked about Dizzy Dizzy Dinosaurs for so long, man. We gotta get to the serious stuff.
Yeah, we got a bit sidetracked with that, yeah. I even wonder, does all of, like, matter rip apart? Like, aren't other atoms and, like, electrons kept in place at least partly due to gravity or something?
Yeah, is it gravity or just sort of some kind of force?
Gravity is the weakest of the four fundamental forces, apparently.
Well, that's not, you know, that's not be mean.
Well, no, he is, though. He's a little weakling, right? We got the strong nuclear force. No idea what that is. There's the weak nuclear force. Bad luck to his name. The electromagnetic force. And then the gravitational force. And apparently, the gravitational one is by far the weakest. So maybe we don't all rip apart. But I feel like it's playing some role. Because everything has a little bit of gravity, right? You have gravity, I have gravity.
I've got more gravity than most, I feel.
Yeah, you've got more gravity than me. So, I don't know. I think we would need a scientist to reassure us on this one. But there is at least a small chance we all just rip into dust.
We could rip into dust. And if we don't rip into dust, we need to take a good long hard look at ourselves in the mirror and find out what is happening. So the moon is not in the world, and the moon has a bit of gravity affecting us, right, with the tides and the waves and everything.
Yeah, but isn't our gravity keeping the moon in orbit? So if our gravity disappeared, the moon would just disappear,
right? Oh, the moon's just gonna like get lobbed off into space.
Yeah, we're like Hail Mary.
Like the hammer throw, like spinning around, gone.
Yeah, we're gonna like accidentally take out Mars or something.
Oh, you know when the planets all line up, do they ever do that, or is that just like a science fiction thing?
Theoretically, they must have. I reckon it's like a one in a million year thing, though.
Because you imagine if they all lined up as we flung the moon away, and it was like an amazing snooker shot.
Yeah, like an octa. We couldn't do all of them because we're in the middle of them.
Oh yeah, you'd have to have a bit of bounce back.
It could only be the ones even behind or in front of us. But yeah, I reckon that's what we should time it for.
If it's gonna happen, right, that's probably the best time to do it.
Yeah, a little cannon shot off Jupiter into Saturn or something. You know? I also reckon we probably lose a lot of people day zero.
Oh, yeah. I mean, minute zero, especially. Like,
yeah. If you're outside when this happens, bad luck.
Outside is terrifying now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it kind of already is a little bit if you've got like a fear of space, right? Like open areas. And I don't have that, but I can kind of give myself it a bit. Because when I'm floating in the ocean, if I'm swimming in the middle of the ocean going around in a really deep bit of ocean, that scares me. The fact that I've got all this, like, nothingness underneath me.
Isn't it more the fact that you can't breathe underwater that's the problem there? That you're just like, if I stop swimming, I die.
I mean, yeah, the risk of drowning is a little bit scary too. But no, like, I'm a pretty good swimmer. Like, even if I'm in a boat, there you go. I'm in a boat. I'm not even swimming anymore. I'm just boating along. I've got enough fuel to get me wherever I need to go. And I know how to make a boat move. I'd still be a bit freaked out of just being in such an open bit of water because of the deepness.
What about, okay, is it just the water? Because what if you're in like the middle of a massive field?
Well, that's
like you couldn't see anything on the horizons.
That's what I'm saying though, right? So I don't have it with the field, but I do have it with the boat.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I think it's the water that's like water's dangerous.
Not really though, because if I imagine the seabed being like the floor, the field, and I imagine the water being air, and then I imagine like birds being fish or something.
You've lost me, Matt.
I've gone down a bit of a rabbit hole.
What are you on about?
Being in an open field, you think about all the miles and miles of air you've got above you, pressing down on you, and above that, it's just the universe, just open space. It's terrifying. Like, I actually give myself space phobia a little bit when I really think about it.
Huh. Well, I think you definitely have it now, I'll be honest.
I mean, I might have given it to some people listening.
Now, if you stand in the middle of a field, you're floating upwards and you ended up in space. So, yeah. That's...
Yeah, I am grabbing on the grass. I'm doing everything. Outside is a danger to society. How are we even going to cope with that? It's just everywhere indoors now, living underground.
Yeah, or we just have rails everywhere and like a little tether.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, if you've ever done, like, a ziplining thing, you know how you always have to be, like, clamped onto something?
Oh, you've got, like, two little clamps and you have to unclamp one, yeah.
Yeah, and there's always... I think we're just doing that everywhere. We're just always clamping onto something.
Oh, that's going to take some time.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to be one of the people building this infrastructure without it there, firstly. We're going to lose a lot of people doing that as well.
Rock climbers, they climb up the wall without any safety stuff first, and then they add the safety things in for other people, so, I mean...
So, well, maybe we'll get the rock climbers in to do it, because they seem like they're fine with it.
Crawling around. Around, like the high street, upper lamppost and stuff. Yeah, that'd be fine. I do think just generally as well, straps will come into fashion. Like on all of our clothing, there will just be strap things, handles to grab onto, just straps everywhere.
I'm with you. Straps and handles all about the place. You know, just to get from one side of the room to the other, you need to grab onto something, push yourself off.
Basically have like a harness, like our underwear. Underwear will become the new harness.
Maybe.
Just might as well, because if you're clipping yourself on and holding onto all this stuff, you don't want to be, like I say, using your hands or whatever. You are going to have to clip it to something and you want to be nice and safe. So we're just going to be like, you know those baby bouncer things that they have? That's what I imagine people just kind of like going around in these baby bouncers.
I was thinking maybe we can finally get the dream of jetpacks.
Oh, now you're talking.
Because jetpacks are quite difficult. You need a lot of fuel and it's very hot. But only because we need to overcome all of that weight that's pushing down on us with gravity.
Yeah.
Now without that, we just use little puffs of air. You know, have you ever seen, like, I think it's in the film Gravity. They've got those little jetpacks that just, like, push a little bit of air each side. Because without any other force, you'll just be able to bob around with some little puffs of air.
Yeah.
I think making a jetpack will be easy in this world.
It should be. Totally. I don't even think they're not a jetpack, just like a puff pack.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
A little, like, you know, like, what you, like, billow fire with? Is that what that's called? Billow?
Yeah, they're not called a billow, are they? They're called like a bellows.
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 Bellows. What you bellow fire with.
Yeah, you just go around.
Yeah, just use one like of them. Get around. That'd be quite good.
That would be. I think we'll use the straps to start with. And when we feel a little bit more confident.
Yeah.
Then you're like, okay, I'm taking the straps off. I'm going strapless. And now I'm billowing. I've reached billow stage in my life.
There's a group of people who are a massive advantage in this world. Astronauts, obviously.
Well, they've been there and done that.
They've had a lot of practice. They'll be getting the bellows out straight away. They won't be worried with clips or anything. They've done this before.
Hang on. I don't think they're using bellows in space, though, already. I don't think that's their go-to.
Only because they've not got much distance they need to cover. And they're trapped in a container.
Yeah, that's true. They're just bouncing around.
The worst they're going to do is bump into the ceiling, you know? So I think, have a bellow, Andy.
Emergency pocket bellow.
Just in case you start floating upwards, so you can just push yourself back down a bit.
I mean, phones nowadays have everything in them, right? Calculator, alarm clock, whatever. What you need it, it's got it. Are we going to have, like, bellow phones now as well?
I think maybe just a little fan on the back, so that if you face it away from you, it will just push you in that direction.
Oh, yeah. That's nice. You'd answer the phone, bellow, how are you? That's my input.
Great. Scuba divers are also ones that I think are an advantage.
Oh, yeah.
Because when they're scuba diving, as I said, our atmosphere might disappear. So they've already got all the oxygen, right?
Yeah.
They're used to being sort of weightless floating around. They've got their flippers. They'll be able to swim around the air more, I assume.
Is that... Can you swim through air?
Without gravity, surely.
Can you, though? Because I've seen an astronaut kind of like wobbling about, not really... Because it equal and opposite reaction or something, right? With forces. Every time you move your arm... You push a bit, but then when you pull it back again, you pull it back. Like, water has more density, friction or whatever to it. I don't know.
Okay, I don't think you're like Michael Phelps in it through the air.
Right.
I don't think you're doing like great speed. But I reckon if you've got some flippers on you, you're at least getting some forward momentum.
Yeah, I guess flippers would definitely help out. You're right. I can't.
That's what scuba divers are a massive advantage.
So really, it's just all the extreme sports people, like rock climbers, scuba divers.
And astronauts, that extreme sport. It kind of is. I mean, let's be honest.
It's extreme.
There was that guy who did Baumgartner? The guy who dropped out of a hot air balloon?
Oh yeah, Red Bull.
He was basically an astronaut. That was an extreme sport. Definitely.
Definitely. And they just need to teach the rest of us little strap babies exactly what we need to do.
It's kind of a little bit like living out like a childhood fantasy. I've imagined being an astronaut as a kid, you know, like floating around in space.
Yeah, you want to experience some zero Gs.
I think it'd be fun, but I think it'd get old quick.
Yeah, definitely. Would you want to go on one of those vomit comet things that give you some like 30 seconds of zero G? Would you like to do that?
Yeah, I don't think it's worth the cost, is it? It's a lot of effort and a lot of money just for 90 seconds or whatever.
Yeah, it is quite a lot, isn't it? But it would be a really cool experience, I think. But like you say, it's probably good that it's only 90 seconds. That's probably the cutoff when people are like, I'm done now. I'm done waggling around. Help.
No, I don't think it's long enough. I think I'd want a day of it. I'd want to try it out for a whole day.
All right, yeah. So if they could change that technology to give you a full day flight,
yeah,
you'd be up for it.
I'd definitely be up for that, yeah. Because I think part of the vomit thing surely is the whole having gravity, then suddenly not, and then suddenly having it. Isn't that what probably makes you sick, as opposed to just not having gravity?
Possibly, though I do imagine your contents of your stomach and everything are just, like, free to go wherever you like. So maybe you just accidentally, like, sick just comes out. Ugh. It's gross. Now I see why astronauts have the helmet on. I mean, they're trying to...
That's the worst situation to be thrown up in with a helmet on. Are you joking?
Well, to protect your friends. I don't know.
I would prefer to protect my own face. Thank you very much.
This is why NASA won't return your calls, Jack.
Yeah. Is that you going to throw up on everyone? Rather them than me. Although liquid management in general is going to be a real issue.
Yeah, liquids don't play nice in a non-gravity world, do they?
Yeah, just having a drink, having a shower, going to the toilet. I mean.
Yeah, taking a big old steam. Like, things are going to get messy, right? Very quickly.
Real quickly. I think we're going to have to completely reapproach how we do bathrooms. I just think everything we know about bathrooms, throw it out, start from scratch, because... Zero G's is making that a big mess.
Yeah, I think almost the whole room has to become a toilet. Or it's just like adult nappies, adult diapers for everyone.
That's at least the short-term solution, for sure.
Along with the straps. So we're going to be... Yeah, maybe straps on the nappy.
Nappy straps.
Yeah!
Perfect.
First brand name in the bag. But, like, drinks as well. Like, Capri Sun, the old little pouch drink, they have nailed it already. They're good to go.
Capri Sun sales going straight through the roof.
Yeah.
Although, how annoying would it be if you let go of your straw and it just floats off into space?
Oh, yeah.
They're going to have to add extra, like, grip to the straw hole.
I think the straw needs to be, like, tethered to it. Again, straps. Because otherwise, you're losing that straight away.
Same as, like, a froube as well. I haven't had a froube forever. That's like a yogurt in a tube.
I love a froube.
What's the fr? Is that a frozen yogurt in a tube? No.
Fromage? No, that's cheese.
Isn't fromage frais yogurt in French?
Fromage frais is, yeah. What's frais mean? Cheese
melt wet. Not. Maybe it means not.
Not quite cheese. That's what it means. Like, almost cheese. If we were to leave this long enough, it would be cheese, but it's not quite cheese. That is my translation of that.
But yeah, they've got it covered. I mean, anything in a tube, in a pouch, anything like that.
So basically our diet regresses to being like a six-year-old again. Capri Suns and Froobes.
Yeah, which honestly, I'm not complaining about. Like some of that food I'm craving today.
Get some Lunchables and we'll be...
Yeah. But that would be hard to stack your Lunchable, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Your cracker, your cheese, your ham. Where's my cracker? Got my ham's up there. Like that's going to be a mess too.
The moment you open that packet, you got ham and cheese and crackers all over the place. Yeah.
Yeah. No, we're going to need to find out a new situation for that. But
half of our lunch is sorted. We'll work on the rest later.
We'll have a start. And we'll sort out the mains.
I don't think it's the highest priority where we've got people flying off into space. You know?
Yeah. We'll sort that out first. We'll grab them and then we'll fix the food.
Now, obviously, it's a pretty bad day for a certain Sir Isaac Newton. His discovery is just straight out the window.
Well, it could be anywhere. It could be out the window, out the door, just out the sunroof.
Out the ceiling. Yeah. Anything. And I don't want to take away from Newton here. You know, great discovery. Great work, mate. Took us a while, didn't it?
It did take a while, didn't it? Like, he just saw an apple once, right? Fall out of a tree.
Yeah, right. 1666. Are you telling me that before 1666, no one ever dropped anything and thought, why'd it go down there?
Yeah.
No one before that time, in all that time, no one ever dropped anything and just thought, why's it doing that?
I love that. Is that what Isaac Newton said? Is that the quote of when he saw the apple?
Yeah, hit him on the head. He's like, oh, why'd you do that?
Why'd you do that, mate? Why'd you come down here?
And then he got really annoyed and he's like, you know what? I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I don't think he had a choice.
Yeah.
And he did his maths, I assume. It was like, I think he didn't do that intentionally. I think he's made to do that by a thing I'm going to call gravity.
It's a weird one though still, isn't it? Because it's like, you can't see it. You can't physically feel it. You can't smell it. It's got, it. Like, what is it? I still don't know what it is.
Yeah.
It's like magnets as well. It's the same as that. They're still a mystery to me.
Yeah. But I don't know, I just feel like, yeah, it's confusing. I don't really understand it even still today. And I'm not saying I would have discovered gravity before Newton if I was around. I'm just saying maybe I'm more clumsy than people were back then. Because I'm dropping stuff all the time.
Yeah.
I feel like eventually I would have gone, why does it keep doing that? Why does it keep going down there? You know?
You're right.
One of the 100 times, I would have just thought, okay, I've got to work this out. What's that doing?
You're right. If you were born before Isaac Newton, you definitely would have discovered gravity.
I would have at least been having to think about it. I'd at least be like, you know, we've got to work this because everything keeps going down there.
Speaking of magnets, they're amazing for everything. Magnet boots walking along.
Yeah.
That's what we develop after the straps, after, what was the next one? The puff pack.
Yeah.
After all that.
The bellows.
Oh, the bellows. We go magnets all the way, all day long, clonking about on metal paths.
Yeah.
Or whatever, because we can go any which way up we want now, right? We are saving space. We can have furniture on the ceiling, on the walls. We're going to start thinking in so many different orientations. I think we've just solved the crisis of not being enough homes for people or whatever. Like, homes need to be smaller now because we've just got so much more room.
Well, firstly, we're probably losing half the population with everyone being outside straight on day one, so there's opening up a lot of space.
Oh yeah, forgot about that.
And secondly, every room can be doubly as used. We'd be able to put stuff on the walls, on the ceilings, on everything. It'd be great.
So bizarre. And I think magnets are the key. They're the most easiest put on and put off thing I can think of. No clasp, no stickiness. Just magnets all the time, baby.
Just want to check. Magnets don't have anything to do with gravity, do they?
I mean, I really don't think they do.
They're electromagnetic, which is one of the other fundamental forces, right? So I think it's separate, right?
Yeah, no, I think they've got to be separate.
Okay.
But they are susceptible to gravity.
Yeah, they're not immune to it. They do definitely abide to gravity. But we would still have magnetic force without gravity, right?
I think so, which I'm very happy about because, again, they amaze me, magnets, to this day, more so than dropping things amazes you, clearly, because they're just fantastic. Like, how do they work? How?
Yeah, you're asking the wrong person here. No idea. magic, basically.
It's got to be magic. And then you get magnets that you can turn on and off with electricity as well. What's all that about? Again, it's another thing you can't touch. You can't taste. Imagine if you could taste.
Oh, you know what? I've never tried.
I mean, yeah, I might mainly lick a magnet.
I reckon magnets have a taste.
You reckon they're a bit kind of...
tangy.
Tangy. They got a tang of something, yeah.
Just quick thing for listeners, if there's any young people, please don't eat magnets.
Don't eat them. Don't lick them. Don't smell them.
We were just joking. Don't eat magnets. I was trying to work out whether trampolines would become more or less popular.
Okay, first off, I can imagine them being less popular because you get like one bounce out of them and then you're gone.
Yeah, but think how big that bounce is.
I mean, yeah, the advert for that trampoline can be like, mega bounce, and they mean it.
It's the biggest bounce you've ever done in your life. You're only doing one. It's a one and done situation.
Yeah.
But get some long tethers on you. You know those, like, you have them at, like, theme parks and stuff where you're, like, in a harness and you bounce on it, you get super high or whatever?
Oh, but invert the harness. Like, invert the bouncy bits.
Yeah. And then you'd be getting some real height. So, I don't know. But they're also pretty scary now.
Yeah, you do not want to be walking along and accidentally stumble on a little mini trampoline or something because you are gone.
That's goodbye, yeah.
No amount of straps are saving you in a hurry like that.
Nah. So, I don't know. Could be a good or bad day for them. I know who it will be a bad day for.
What's that?
People who make skirts. Because I don't think anyone's risking a skirt anymore.
You're going to be Marilyn Monroe in all over the...
Everywhere.
Was that Marilyn Monroe with the gust of vent? I don't really know what happened. Yeah, I think she meant to do that, didn't she, as well?
Isn't it from a film? Isn't it from The 7 Year Itch?
Oh, maybe. Yeah, so she definitely meant to do it.
I don't think it's a thing that happened to her.
It wasn't like an outtake in the film and they just decided to keep it
in. I think it's a scene in the film.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I'm making that up. I think it's... Or maybe it's Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. One of those two or something. I'm pretty sure. Maybe I made that up. I thought it was a scene in a film as opposed to a hilarious mishap.
I thought it was like a sort of planned paparazzi, maybe like a photo shoot-esque type thing. I don't know.
Maybe.
But you're right. Other than Marilyn Monroe or whoever it was, you're going to have trouble if you're wearing skirts or a kilt as well. I mean, any kind of flappy, baggy clothing is going to be bad. But again, we're going to have to change all that to strap clothing all over the place.
Yeah.
Things tied down firmly. Ankle straps for your skirt.
Well, I was also just thinking hair. Like, I think lots of people are going to not bother with the long hair anymore. I think how annoying that would be. Just always floating about everywhere.
Oh, yeah. You're going to have to either just wear a hat that's strapped on or... I was trying to solve it with a hat thing, and then I realised that's just going to fly off.
That's going to fly off as well, mate. Yeah. Yeah.
Or just maybe we get like hairspray that's really good.
But then when are you not using that? Like, when are you like, oh, today I'm going to let it all out and just float about, you know, like crazy?
Just when you're having a lazy day around the house, you're just like, ah, oh, today's a...
But I think it'd be annoying floating around all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
I think you're going to get so many people just buzzing it off, or at least cutting it short.
Yeah, I mean, I've got pretty short hair, and I think it's very much because of that reason. I hate hair going in my eyes.
Well, it wouldn't go in your eyes, it'd go in the air above you. I don't know, but I feel like every time you turn your head, it'd be, oh, you know.
It would be a mess. And the knots. Imagine the knots.
You just look crazy. But imagine having, like, hair down to your back or whatever, and that just floating around in just, like, a massive...
You're going to look like you've been electrocuted in a cartoon.
Yeah. It'd be ridiculous.
Good to hold on to, though. You could, like, tie it to things. That could be your straps.
So you make your own straps?
Yeah. Yeah, like Rapunzel, just going around, like...
She's having a really bad day, Rapunzel. Imagine dealing with all that just flowing around.
Yeah, Rapunzel's definitely having a bad day.
Yeah, she's going to chop that off straight away. She does that in the film, didn't she?
I think so.
Cuts her hair off.
Was that because of gravity? I can't remember.
I don't think it was because of gravity. I think it might have just been...
It's Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair. And then she just chucks it out the window. It just floats up in the sky. It's like, ah. I said, let it down, stupid. Come on.
Although he wouldn't need the hair to get up. He could just jump.
Oh, yeah. There's just a little trampoline up there, the mega bounce. Yeah. He's done.
Yeah. Speaking of cosmetic stuff generally, I feel like everyone kind of gets a free facelift.
Oh, no more sagginess.
Yeah, because you know, like, when people go on, like, high G things or, like, just, you know, roller coaster, their face all gets pulled back and it all goes all, like, floppy or whatever.
Yeah.
It's basically the opposite of that. It just goes up now. Well, our cheeks wouldn't sag, they would all get nice lifted up.
It's probably good as well, though, because I wouldn't want a surgeon doing anything to me in zero G. Like, that sounds dangerous. Scalpels in zero G, I mean...
Well, just if you get cut open, all your organs are going to start flowing out.
Oh, that too, yeah.
The blood. Think of the blood.
keep the blood in, no.
Yeah, it'd be a nightmare. It takes so long to get used to that. Like, you know, you'd float over, try and get a glass of water. Forgotten about that again.
Capri Sun it is.
Try and pour a bowl of cereal. No, that was a nightmare. It'd take a lot of getting used to this.
a lot of eating and drinking is really messed up now. Like, food preparation in general is just...
Capri Suns and Froobs all day long, I think.
It's all we've got. It's all we've got.
It's all we got.
I think I might have solved your trampoline issue, or maybe it wasn't an issue, I don't know, but a bouncy castle is basically a trampoline with a roof, right?
Do they normally have roofs?
I think some of them have that I've been in.
Okay.
They've been like a fully enclosed thing. They got the walls, the roof. They've just got like one door on one of the sides, but you could totally just bounce around in there like crazy. I mean, if they don't have roofs, add a roof. Add like a solid thing to it.
But you do want to make sure it's tethered down.
Yes.
Floating off in a bouncy castle would be a hell of a way to go.
It would be like a massive, is it Vorb? Vorbing? Orbing? What's it called?
Zorb.
Zorbing. I knew I was nearly there with the futuristic language.
Yeah. V's, Z's, same thing.
But yeah, like, they already tether bouncy castles down anyway, so it's fine. The bouncy castle preparers are thinking it through. What if the gravity suddenly goes? We better tie this down.
Yeah. Talking of, it's kind of a building. It's emulating a building.
It's trying to be. I mean, it doesn't do the best job at it, does it? I wouldn't really...
Not the most structurally sound castle.
If I bought a castle and then saw that I'd gotten a bouncy one, I mean, I'd be slightly happy to start with. I'd be like, oh, and then I'd realise I spent hundreds of thousands of pounds on that. But yeah.
But I was going to say, the buildings stayed together because of gravity in any way. If gravity... disappeared, would our buildings fall over?
It's hard, isn't it? Because they're not going to, like, fall over because there's nothing trying to pull them down.
No, but there also isn't anything any longer pulling them down to, like, keep everything together. Is it not all... Are all the bits of the building going to start just sort of, like, pulling apart from each other?
I feel like there's definitely, in architecture and stuff, I sound like I know what I'm talking about, but I don't. There's definitely... You take gravity into account, of course. Obviously, you do.
Like suspension bridges.
Exactly. So many things. Even just, like, a brick wall, you're counting on the fact that the strength underneath it is, you know, the foundations. Every building has a foundation because the foundation takes the weight of the whole building to be pushed down on. So there's definitely, that's the force that we're kind of counting on to keep that building at least partly intact. So yeah, like if you push on the ceiling a little bit, that's just going to want to come off.
It'd make demolition a bit easier then.
Probably, yeah.
But living in them, not so great.
Living in them's going to be real tough. We are definitely going to have to up the...
And yeah, suspension bridges, I do think, become a thing of the past, maybe.
Yeah, I think so, unfortunately. Any kind of, just even a rope bridge or anything, that's trouble now, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
They're already a little bit rickety. Imagine you'd have to climb along it like a sort of weird floor ladder.
Yeah. Rope bridges are already pretty sketchy, so I think I'll just leave them alone.
Yeah. Kind of going on from that to like sort of extreme sports, things like bungee jumping as well. That's just ruined now, kinda. Or is it?
Oh, yeah.
You could bungee jump in all directions.
You could bungee jump like horizontally outwards.
A spherical bungee jump, like a 360 squared or whatever a sphere is of bungee jump. You're in this platform in the middle and you can jump out in any direction. Whoop!
And eventually it ba-doing. Pulls you back.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it would pull you all the way back, right? Because you'd have nothing resisting you. That's actually cool. That's so cool.
That's the new form of bungee jumping.
Yeah, we thought it was ruined. We've just made it 360 times better.
That's the slogan. 360 times better than before.
Yeah, I like it. Skydiving, however.
It feels more like a... Like, we're kind of not doing skydiving, but we're kind of in that realm a lot of the time.
We're kind of always skydiving, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, we're always just floating about.
It's like, why would I want to do that? I'm doing that now. Why would I want to go pay for that?
Yeah.
Doesn't really work.
And I think there's just, like, being that high up already closer to space and things going wrong. Nah, I'd like to give myself some more time to work out how to get back down, thanks.
What about, like, rock climbing as well? That's just, like, stupid now. I mean, you just literally kind of jump up the cliff. Or you kind of just Spider-Man your way up real easily with no fear.
Would be a lot easier now, though. You don't have to overcome your own weight.
Yeah.
You could look really impressive. Like, oh, look how quickly I can scramble up these rocks.
But then again, everybody is.
As a person just jumps past you.
yeah, right? Sails on by.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You know what would be annoying now? Dropping a glass? Oh no, it wouldn't smell. Dropping isn't really a concept anymore.
Dropping isn't it. Your clumsiness is gone.
Yay, great. This would be good for me, actually.
Actually, no, because I could imagine you walking along the street, tripping over, and then just like...
tumbling into space.
Yeah, whoa! It's almost the ultimate clumsiness now.
And actually, because I do a thing often where I like end up like throwing my phone. Like, I don't just drop my phone. I full on like throw it at the floor, but accidentally. But like, imagine that. It would just hit the floor, bounce off, and just, oh, that's gone forever.
I think I know what you mean, but... can you explain why you feel like you end up throwing it? Are you trying to kind of catch it, and in doing so, you're adding more momentum to the phone?
I think it's sometimes like, you know, you're getting it out of your pocket, but like sort of with a force, and sort of like it slips out of your hand, so you end up almost like frisbeeing your phone across the room.
I just can imagine you walking in like, I don't know, like Charlie Chaplin or something, and being like whoop, and like just completely like getting your phone out, fumbling it around like, yeah. Bobo the Clown.
Yeah, and if you end up accidentally throwing it upwards, that is just gone.
Like, yeah, if you drop it down a drain, you're just like, ah, well, that's it. And the same.
So I'm going to have to get a tethered phone too.
Yeah. That's a thing already, isn't it?
A not-so-mobile phone.
Yeah, very much. I did a thing once. I was walking along. I was pretty good with my phone. I've rarely dropped them. And if I have, I've been quite lucky that I haven't destroyed them. But this one time, I was walking along with my phone and dropped it. And I did that thing where you try and put your foot out to try and kind of soften the blow. And instead of doing that, I just kicked it. So not only did it like hit the floor, but it now got like kicked 5-10 meters along the pavements on its glass face. So that wasn't good.
Because the foot thing always happens like before you've decided, because it's never a good idea. You wouldn't choose to do that like consciously.
No.
I feel like it's an involuntary thing and it never goes well.
I think I heard a story once of somebody who dropped a knife and they did it.
Oh.
It's like, whoa, no. Like, just let the knife fall.
Yeah. Weirdly, I have never broken a phone screen, despite how often I throw it on the floor.
Wow.
I just invest in cases. Heavy-duty cases.
There's the two times I've broken my phone. It was that got the screen massively cracked when I drop-kicked it. And the second time, I was at the gym, believe it or not.
I don't. I don't believe it.
Yeah, of all the things we're talking about today, this is the thing you picked me up on. I was, and I was on like a weight machine. It was something like a curling machine or something. I didn't know what I was doing, clearly, but I put my phone down on a piece of the machine to like, I don't know, I didn't want it in my pocket. I was trying to kind of use it. Maybe I think I was listening to some music or whatever. Put it down on a bit of flat bit of the machine and started doing my curl, and didn't realize that the machine was like, there were gears involved and like pivot points and everything. Basically, I like grinded my phone in between these gears. Oh, it was a mess. It was like 90 degree bent angle, completely unusable.
And that's why you don't go to the gym.
That's why I forbade it. Yeah, never again. It's the phone killer.
Yeah.
Talking of exercise, has that gotten easier or harder to do now?
Yeah, I think it's harder, right? Because isn't that what happens to astronauts? They're like, they atrophy, their muscles atrophy because...
Yeah, they struggle to exercise in space, you're right.
Because you're not overcoming all the weight of gravity all the time, and so it becomes so much easier to move around. I think you need to do more to get the same benefit, right?
So you'd be like at the gym if you're lifting these massive, great big weights.
Is it still hard to lift things? Because is gravity the only thing that makes something have a weight?
So there's that whole thing. The whole mass versus weight, right?
Yes.
Things are still going to be massy. They're just not going to be weighty because weight is like a combination of mass and gravity. So,
but could I pick up a car without gravity, or would it still have enough mass for me to just not be up? Is gravity the only thing that's making that hard to lift up?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say I think you could. It wouldn't be, like, easy picking it up with one hand. It would move very slowly.
But why?
Because it's, like, momentum, right? You're struggling to put a lot of momentum into it because it's so massy, I think.
Huh. Yeah, I feel like I'd just be able to pick it up like it was a feather, but I don't have enough scientific knowledge to be able to back that up.
Yeah. What's heavier, Jack, a ton of feathers or a ton of bricks?
Nah, classic. Yeah, I would prefer to pick up the feathers, I think. That'd be quite fun.
Can you imagine grasping at a ton of feathers? Like, that would be a lot of feathers.
Yeah, you'd have to have them in a bag of some kind.
A bag or a box or something, but then you got to lift the box too. And then you're talking about boxes are really... like, I think it's going to be more awkward to hold the feathers than it would be a ton of bricks in an anti-gravity world.
You reckon?
I think so. I think I'm opting for the bricks. If they weigh the same, so why not?
Well, everything weighs the same now, right? Nothing has any weight, right?
Yeah, no, not sure. One of the two.
Because everything still has mass, nothing has weight.
Doesn't it? Yeah. Well, I guess because if the gravity is zero, then if you're timesing mass...
Yeah, times by zero, you equal...
It's everything equals zero. Yeah, brilliant.
This is going to be incredibly painful for anyone who knows anything about physics to listen to.
Any physician, anyone that even has just been to school.
They're just like, God. This is just like listening to just two chimpanzees trying to work out, you know what I mean? Just vaguely hammering at a vague idea of what it could be without any knowledge. It's embarrassing.
To be fair, I feel like that is sort of the USP of this whole podcast, really, is just for people to...
Yeah, but I feel particularly sensitive about it on this podcast that I just really don't know what I'm talking about.
We're really hammering at home just how little we know, I think.
You know the whole cliche of like, not everything needs to be a podcast. It's just like, maybe you should know what you're talking about. This is like the epitome of that. It's just two guys who just absolutely know nothing about what they're talking about.
I like to think it's our optimism. We want to know. We're thinking about the questions. We're basically the Newtons of our time. We're contemplating these things.
Yeah.
Before anyone else has. So.
Yeah, but I think the difference is we're not going to follow it up with like a scientific paper explaining it all.
Nah.
We're just going to be, I don't know, put it on the internet and hope someone tells us the answer.
Yeah, that's our final answer. Just a shrug emoji. Because I don't even know, like, what is a ton? And aren't there, like, two versions of a ton? There's, like, an English ton and an American ton?
Yeah, there's an English ton and an American ton. Because one of them is just 1,000 kilograms.
Yeah? Is it?
Yep.
Cool. And what's the other one?
No idea.
I think weight is one of those things. Like, you look at a length, and, you know, most people can have a pretty good guess of how long something is. But with weight, you have to kind of feel it. You have to give it a lift. And if it's beyond your capabilities, if it's more than like 100 kilograms or whatever the strongest human can lift, I don't know, it's probably a few hundred kilograms, I think. But if it's beyond that, well, you don't even have a clue. You can't even, it's just immovable at that point. So you can't even begin to estimate it. I think that's one of the things I'm worst at in my guesstimations is weight of stuff.
How much is a plane weigh?
What do you want it in? Tons? English or American?
Just go kilograms.
Kilograms. A plane is probably 65,000 kilograms.
You're very far off.
Which way?
See, that's the thing. You don't even know which way, do you?
I've got no concept.
Which way do you think?
I'm probably low.
You are low.
Let me have another guess then.
Yeah, go on.
Times it by 10. 650 kilograms.
Way too high. Chill out. It's 183,000. So it's basically 1.8 tons. Metric tons. Metric tons, not imperial tons.
Metric tons. Gotcha, yeah.
No, what? No, it's 183 tons.
183 tons. I see, you don't know either. You're trying to bill Mr. I Know Things.
Yeah. I'm currently looking at Google. I don't know this number off the top of my head quite clearly.
We all knew you were looking it up on Google, Jack. It's fine, it's fine.
I wasn't pretending I wasn't. I was just testing you because I agree. I have no concept of the weight of things either. Like, in my head, I feel like an elephant weighs a ton because of the phrase.
Yeah.
But I have no idea how much an elephant does weigh.
Google it. I'm going to guess, in kilograms, how much did an airplane weigh?
183,000.
183,000 kilograms.
Yeah.
An elephant, I'm going to say, weighs... I'm going to say that's 60,000 kilograms.
That is a big elephant. Big yeah. elephant.
How many elephants are we talking?
About 10 elephants you've got there.
10 elephants?
That's 10 quite big elephants, because an African bush elephant, which is the biggest, is 6,000 kilos.
Wow.
An Asian elephant is 4,000, and an African forest elephant is 2,700.
Interesting. Wow, they range quite big.
A couple of tons, so like about 4 tons.
Cool. All right, I'm going to try it. That's what I'm going to do. I need these like benchmarks in my life now of various things.
Yeah.
I get it when I'm cooking. Like it might say like, put in 25 grams of sugar. And I'll be pouring it in the thing and I'll be like, oh, whoa, I've gone like way over. Whoops. Oh, well, put it in anyway. But like, I won't have a clue. I won't even know where to begin. It's horrible. I hate it.
Well, you've got through life this far with that. And we're basically getting rid of weight in this world. So I think you're all right.
I think I might be okay. Yeah. I'm annoyed that that is one of the things that the phone can't do. Put a little scale on it.
You want, if I put something on top of the phone, it knows how much it weighs.
Yeah, to a reasonable degree. If I'm cooking, I can put my mixing bowl on top of the phone and it's all good.
I thought you were just going to be putting butter straight on top of the phone.
Yeah, make it a chopping board while we're at it. Who cares?
Look, the phone does a lot already, right? I think you can let it slide on the weight thing.
Does this mean with everyone kind of being able to lift really heavy stuff, and technically, I mean, we're not really flying, but we're kind of flying, right?
Yeah.
That makes like Superman like a... He's like a chump now. Like, what he can't do is strong. He can't do his flight. What is he?
I still wouldn't want to fight with him. He's got laser eyes. He can fly at an incredible speed.
Oh, I did forget his laser eyes.
He is impenetrable. I wouldn't pick a fight with him, is what I'm saying. Don't get too cocky.
I did forget about his impenetrability and his laser eyes. Okay, all right. I won't mess with you, Superman.
You've messed up, though. You've started giving it big to him already. You're like, what are you, mate? You barely... I can fly just like you. I can lift a car as he lasers your head off.
Yeah. Yeah, I really hadn't thought that through, had I? Darn it. Okay. All right, cool. Never mind. Superman.
As you were.
Pretty super. Maybe an asterisk at the end of it.
Yeah.
Slightly less so, Superman, but still pretty darn good man.
Yeah.
So currently in movies and things, and they've been doing it for quite a while now, some more successfully than others, but faking zero G or like using the Vomit Comet to give you a bit of zero G and stuff.
Yeah.
Are they going to start faking 1G now?
Oh, yeah. How would you do that? A lot of hairspray to keep the hair all flat, firstly.
Yeah.
Magnet shoes, as we've discussed.
But then that's kind of like, you got to go beyond what everyone else is doing in the world, right? So would like a centrifugal spinning thing actually fake a gravity? If you were on the inside of a like a giant hamster wheel, strapped to the inside, and then they span it around at a certain speed, that would kind of fake a gravity, right?
Yeah, we hadn't really talked about that. Could we recreate gravity? Could we just spin the world even faster, like really fast?
Yeah.
And just start getting a whole centrifuge going? Or is that not how it would work? Would we still not gain gravity no matter how fast we were spinning?
Well, it wouldn't be gravity though, would it? It would just be like a force. There might be something there with big spinning hamster wheel technology.
I worry if you spin the world too fast, we all just get flung off it because we don't have gravity keeping us.
But if we were on the insides of our homes and walking on the ceiling,
yes,
then we'd be cool.
Yeah, because I think you get thrown to the outside of the thing, right? So
yeah,
you don't want to be standing on the outside like we are in our world. So yeah, spinning the world wouldn't work.
No.
We want to be inside a thing spinning around.
Yeah, they're going to just have to make a big outer donut case to the whole world.
Or maybe we just burrow down and make a little sort of inside the crust. We'll just make a little new underground world and then spin the world up really fast. How we do that, I'll leave to someone else.
Yeah, that's going to need a lot of tech, isn't it? A lot of tech.
Yeah. Maybe if we all ran really fast on the world, you know, if you're not trying to spin a basketball on your finger and you just push the outside of the ball to keep it spinning.
Yeah, yeah, you keep adding it, yeah.
I reckon if all 8 billion of us ran, we could get the world spinning really fast, I reckon.
Oh, I've got to run now.
Yeah, maybe not that. I mean, look, with all 8 billion people, I reckon you could put in a little effort. I don't think anyone's noticing.
Yeah, I'll just be like pretending. I'll just be on the spot like, yeah, whoa.
Yeah.
This is tough, isn't it? All pulling our weight here, all helping.
It's like when you pretend to sing along, like when you're in like a hymn or something. Yeah. Just sort of mouthing it.
Just you kind of have to make a bit of noise as well, though. This is my passion. The hymns are really bad. Just suddenly, they'll just go up and then down. It's really hard to actually keep track if you don't know how the hymn goes. Like,
yeah.
Modern pop music's a lot easier to just sing along to, even if you've never heard it before.
So you're sad in churches we should get a bit of Taylor Swift in there and make it a bit easier to sing along to?
I think so. If I've got to sing to it, I'd rather a bit of Taylor, honestly.
Yeah, okay.
At least I can have an attempt without having to learn the tune.
Yeah, I'm not against it.
Yeah. Has this ruined helium balloons? Because every balloon is a helium-ish kind of balloon now, right?
Don't make you sound all squeaky, though, do they? So they're still missing out on that. They've still got a USP.
That's true. They do. And let's be honest, as dangerous as it is, apparently, to breathe in helium like that, we've all done it. We all love to do it. And we'll all do it again.
Name one person who's died from doing that. Name them. I don't reckon it happens. Yeah, I reckon you shouldn't, like, use it as your only form of gas you're inhaling. But I reckon that once a year at a birthday party, it's fine.
It's fine to have a quick little squeaky voice thing, I reckon. But we're low on helium, right?
Yeah, aren't we running out?
I think we're running out because of all the people breathing it in instead of recycling it.
Because it's impossible to get back, isn't it?
Yeah, we can't make it, I don't think. Or it's so expensive and difficult to make or whatever that... I'm not sure, I just don't think we can make it because it's like the most simple... It's number one on the periodic table, right?
Two.
Number two, I mean, it's pretty...
Hydrogen, helium.
Oh yeah, hydrogen helium, is number brilliant. One, of course it is. So, but we can make hydrogen though. Huh, why is helium so difficult to make?
No, can we make hydrogen?
I don't know, actually. Again, revealing so much about our limited knowledge
here. We need
here.
To stop talking about science, right? It's just unveiling how stupid we are.
I keep trying to turn us onto Superman and things like that, Jack, but then you keep bouncing me straight back to science. It's tough.
You brought up helium. What are you on about?
Would a helium balloon be like a super helium balloon now? Because it's going to...
Sorry, can we just highlight how you say balloon? Balloon.
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 How, sorry.
Not balloon. There's an A in there.
Yeah, well, yeah, true.
It's not balloon.
Balloon. You've never picked up on me saying anything wrong in this. I can say balloon how I want to say balloon. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you just said it a couple of times and it was like, you did it the first time and I just thought you just rushed it a bit. Then you did it again and I was like, has he always said balloon?
Trust me, I don't have time.
Then you did it a third time and I was like, okay, we've got to pick up on this.
I think I might just say balloon. Yeah, but why though? I mean, I've written it here. I know how it's spelt.
Am I bringing this up to you the first time?
This is the first time anyone's ever accused me of it.
It's not an accusation, it's a fact. You did say it.
Well, sure, okay, but I don't know. Balloon, 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 balloon. What do you want me to say? Balloon, balloon.
Yeah, that's clearly what I want you to do, Chris.
Oh, well now I feel so self-conscious now. I don't want to say anything anymore.
Okay. So that's our podcast.
Small thing, minor thing here that's going to be ruined by the gravity-less world we're living in. But dominoes.
Elaborate.
Like when you knock a bunch of dominoes over, you know, and they all topple one after the
Sorry,
other.
Sorry, I was so on pizza there.
Oh, yeah, of course. You would be
I
on
was
pizza.
Like, Domino's pizza? Yeah.
I thought you would be. No, not the pizza place. Although pizzas would also be difficult because they're very, like a flat thing with toppings on. Those toppings are coming off. They're floating away.
Calzones all day long.
Oh, a calzone. Yeah, it's going to, it's like a safety pizza.
Gravity-proof pizzas.
It's like, it's what like I'm letting these toppings get away. I'm calzoning it.
And the crust is basically like a handle.
Yeah. You could even add like a little extra holy bit in it and bam, you got yourself like a walking calzone treat. It's lovely.
But sorry, you were talking about dominoes as in the falling pieces of plastic, right?
Well, yeah, that's all I had to say on that. I want to talk about pizza more.
Sorry. Yeah.
They could make like edible dominoes. Like Domino's Pizza should make edible dominoes out of little garlicky breadsticks.
It is surprising they haven't done that, actually, isn't it?
Well, because their logo kind of looks like a square pizza with kind of tomato sauce on one side and... Blueberry sauce? I don't know. Maybe it's a new thing they got coming out.
Maybe they got this far into the development. They were like, actually, this doesn't really work.
And then it's just got three really stingy pepperonis on it as well, which you'd be disappointed if you got that amount.
I reckon they did make them and they were just like, we can't serve this. This is atrocious.
What a mess we've made, yeah.
A half tomato, half blueberry pizza with three pieces of pepperoni. I don't think it's selling big.
But it's the logo, Stan. It's the logo. This is our whole brand.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to leave that there, mate.
You know why they're called Domino's?
No.
You gave it some real thought there, though, for a little while.
I really wanted to come up with something funny, and apparently I'm not.
Failed. Well, it was originally called Dominic's Dominic's, I guess, is how normal people say it. And then the owner, Dominic, I think, sold it. And then when they were making new stores, Dominic was like, you can't be calling the other ones Domino's anymore. So they decided to come up with a new name. And they were like, is it Nick's? No. Domino's. And then I think that's how they came up with it. I don't think it means anything in particular. But the three dots on that logo actually was because that's how many stores they had for quite a while. That was their three-store thing. When they officially became Domino's Pizza, they gave up with that pretty quick because they were planning on adding like a new dot for every store they opened.
It would be a terrible logo these days, wouldn't it?
There were 20,000 restaurants out there.
It'd be hard to see
it. It would be quite the logo, quite painful on the old eyes.
Or maybe they need to now go back to just having two and they do every 10,000. Did you say 20,000 now?
20,000-ish, nearly.
Every 10,000, they add another dot. They could still keep it going.
Yeah, each one's worth 10,000.
There are only 20,000? That cannot be true.
Well, I mean, you know, Google more than I did.
Because Domino's is one of the things that you get, I'm pretty sure, in every country I've ever been to, I've seen a Domino's.
Yeah, they're quite worldwide.
There's got to be more than 20,000.
Maybe it was just in one country. Maybe it was just in England or in America or something.
19,880.
But that was like last year as well, so they've opened a few more since.
Oh, I would have done so many more than that.
Yeah?
How many McDonald's do you think there are?
Ooh, if there's 20,000 Domino's pizza places, how many McDonald's are there? I will say there are 5 McDonald's for every one, so 100,000.
Only 40,000? I would have put it so much higher. I would have been with you. I would have said, yeah.
Double. For every one Domino's pizza place, there are 2 McDonald's.
Yeah.
McDonald's. That's ridiculous, because I go to a shopping centre and there's 2 McDonald's, McDonald's, in the whole shopping centre. And there's not even a single Domino's. So I'm throwing the numbers off.
I was going to see if Subway had more, because there was at one point around where we are, like 9 Subways within like a 2-mile radius.
Yeah.
But yeah, only 37,000 Subways. But I think they're in less countries.
But hang on, 37,000 Subways compared to 40,000 McDonald's?
McDonald's, yeah.
That's ridiculous.
You can shove them in more places, a Subway, I reckon.
They're more shovable. They are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What we talk gravity? Sorry.
The old leaning tower of Pisa, that's sighing a breath of relief right now.
Is it slowly leaning more and more?
It's literally been leaning ever since they started building it. Like, they were literally began building it, then like a war happened or something, and when they came back, they were like, oh, it's a bit wonky. So no, they didn't straighten it or like put it down and rebuild it, whatever. They just curved it a bit and started building it upwards again, which made it fall more. So literally, it just keeps going. It's got a 4-degree tilt at the moment.
Yeah, but is it still tilting more and more and more? I should know this. I've been there. But I didn't listen to the tour.
How long were you there for, and were you just watching it constantly?
The tour person was talking, but they were very boring.
Right.
But I should have probably listened. So is it leaning more and more, or is it settled?
At the moment, they've got a load of counterweights on one side of it, like the back side of it kind of thing, to right. stop it. So I'm assuming they've managed to stop the tilt right now. But actually then, if gravity turns off, it's going to fall the other way because of the counterweights.
So it'll be there's no longer the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Because apparently they could, I think this is one of the things she did say on the tour, maybe I've made this up, again, only half listening.
Yep.
I think they could keep straightening it if they wanted to, but obviously its whole appeal is that it's not straight, so they don't.
Yeah, they definitely like the wonkiness of it, but like I read, it's not even a straight building that is tilted, but it literally was built curvy, like a banana almost. So you almost can't fully straighten it, no matter what you do, because you're going to end up with a bit of a curve to it regardless.
Maybe it'll just float off into space, and then we won't have to worry about it.
Maybe that's its sort of send-off. It's done its job. Yeah. It's tired of being a tourist destination, and it just
takes off like a rocket.
Yeah, this sounds quite nice. I've got to ask, when you were there, did you do the old, I'm leaning on the tower?
No, but it is so funny how everyone is doing it. I was just taking photos of everyone doing it, because obviously unless you're from their exact perspective, they just look stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just took a video going down of just watching the hundreds and hundreds of people all just doing the exact same pose. But I didn't do it myself because I'm not basic, so.
I feel like it's a fun thing. Like, I think more tourist destinations should have something that you do when you're there. Like,
Chris, you could just do that. I think that's a funny bit. do that at every tourist destination, even though it doesn't make
just
sense.
Just hold, what, like the Grand Canyon? You're just holding
yeah,
that
just
up.
As if you're holding up the Grand, doesn't make any sense.
Watch, I've not even got my hand on it. I'm just kind of...
No, you just... I think that's a funny pose to do it every... Like, then just stand straight on.
Oh, you're flicking through the photo album and it's every pose is that, then you get
every
to the...
Every single pose is you holding it up and you get to the Pisa one and you just didn't do it.
With 30 people doing it behind me, all yeah. like in the shot. Yeah, that's a comedy photo album right there.
I should have done that when I was in Italy. Damn.
You missed your chance.
I missed my one chance.
Gravity sounds quite like an Italian word, doesn't it?
Well, Newton was British, right?
I don't know.
Sir, so I can only assume he was British.
Yes. Can only British people become sirs?
Yeah, I reckon.
Okay.
No, that can't be true. No, he was like at Cambridge or Oxford or one of those, right?
Right.
Doesn't mean he was British, I guess.
Doesn't mean he was British, but it does sound Italian though, right? I'm not wrong. It's like a pasta, like you got fusilli, rigatoni, gravity.
You reckon it's a type of pasta?
Yeah.
He was just eating, he was just like, what am I going to call this stuff? A bit of gravity.
Gravity. Oh, I sound a bit more like a vampire, I think. Wonder where it comes from though. It's going to be have some Latin deep
roots.
Yeah, did
he just make that word up? Did the word gravity exist before Newton came around, or did he make up the word?
It's quite a unique concept, isn't it? So, I mean, what do you do? Like, maybe it means it's Latin for whoops, like I dropped it, clumsy.
Yeah, I reckon it's that.
Yeah.
Whoopsie. Gravity actually means whoopsie.
Whoopsie. You know, it's the earth saying whoopsie because it's dropping everything.
I think it sort of comes from gravitas.
Oh, I love a bit of gravitas.
Right? Because like something that has gravitas, there's gravity to this sort of situation. But did that come after or before?
I feel like people would have been saying things with gravitas before Isaac Newton in 1666 or whenever you said it was.
Oh, yeah. You were right with the Latin thing.
What? It means whoopsie. What? Hold on.
Yeah, it means whoopsie. No, it literally means weight. So that's even more. No, you said weight and gravity mean different things.
Well, yeah.
They mean the same thing.
Newton, come on. You're confusing everybody with your naming.
How confusing. Yeah, because it comes from gravitas, which apparently means weight.
Interesting. So, yeah, so if you say somebody has a lot of gravitas, you're being really rude.
Oh, you've put on a bit of gravitas.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
So how are we feeling about a world without gravity?
Very floaty.
Yes.
Yeah, not too happy about it. I'm pretty sure there are some deep scientific reasons that instantly kill us in about 12 different ways. But aside from all of that, if we can overcome instant death somehow... it's fine. I think it will get used to it enough that we can just keep on living our lives, drinking our frubes, bouncing on like trampolines once or twice if you're on a bouncy castle or whatever. I think we can cope with floating about.
I appreciate your optimism because I honestly think this is one of the few ones where there are very little upside other than jetpacks, which I'm sure will be cool.
Puffpacks.
Bellow packs. Yeah. Apart from those, I don't see there being much upside. Oh, there's a lot of upside.
Too much upside. It's all upside. That's the problem.
We're all going up. And yeah, we're just going to, as you say, tsunamis, volcanoes, all the matter ripping apart, no atmosphere, everyone who's outside being flown off into space. I think bad.
Yeah, bad. I'll go with bad because I can't deny the science.
So hooray for gravity for being great.
So let's appreciate it more while it's here. Everyone go and
take a second.
Go and fall over, everyone, and just enjoy gravity.
Can you imagine if someone on the International Space Station is listening to this?
If you are, please, what's something funny I can say? What have we talked about in this podcast?
We're keeping that in. But there we go. I think that'll do us for today. Hope you enjoyed listening.
Yep. If you have any thoughts on a world without gravity, you can contact us on our socials. The links are in the description.
But thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.